Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Selling Greenville, your favorite real estate podcast here in Greenville, South Carolina. I'm your host, as always, Stan McCune, realtor right here in Greenville, and you can find all of my contact information in the show notes if you need to reach out to me for any of your real estate needs. Hey, if you need a realtor, reach out to me. It's very easy to find my contact information. Just pull up this podcast and just scroll down, and there is my contact information. What's also easy is hitting the subscribe or like button or leaving a short little comment or review. It's very easy. I would appreciate if you guys could do that in whatever podcast app you're using, or if you're watching on YouTube, same thing. Please do that. I really appreciate it. I do read those when you guys submit those, so please do that. I would greatly appreciate it. Today, I want to talk about structural problems, okay? This is something that comes up with regularity with me as a realtor. And also, you know, with homes that I flip as well. Obviously, those of you that know me know that on the side, it's not a big thing that I do, but I flip houses on the side. And structural issues used to be a kind of a taboo thing for me. I would avoid homes that had them. I would, you know, it was something that I wanted nothing to do with. But I have educated myself over the years. Other people have educated me over the years. And I feel like I'm at a spot now where I understand how to diagnose structural issues relatively well. You always still need an inspector to come through and look at a home. No realtor is a substitute for a good home inspector. But that being said, I have enough experience around structural issues now that I can speak somewhat intelligently towards them. And I just want to say a few things here. Structural issues are one of the things that scares people the most when they're looking at a home. As I already said, that used to be a big concern for me, but I've actually learned one of the most valuable lessons I've learned over the years is that most structural problems are really not that hard to fix. They're not even that expensive to fix. Oftentimes it's really, really simple, and it's just something that just gets people scared. Now, where it can be unsimple, there are a lot of scenarios where it could be not very simple. For instance, let's say termites get in the house and they get into the walls. You know, it's not easy to remediate termites once they've gotten into walls, particularly if they've really been spreading for a long time. But a little termite damage in the crawl space, not typically a big deal, right? If it's just isolated damage, maybe a single joist that needs to be repaired or sistered or supported or whatever the case may be. But, okay, as I've already alluded to, it's not true that all structural issues are simple and easy to fix. Some are major repairs that can be costly to fix, and it's very helpful to identify the presence of structural issues before ever putting in an offer on a house. And that way you're just prepared when the inspection report comes in, if nothing else. You know, you don't want to be blindsided. I hate surprises. No surprises in a real estate transaction is one of my primary goals. So let's talk for a second about 10 signs that a house may have structural issues. Now, no one of these that we're going to talk about is a guarantee that structural issues exist. But the more of these that you start to see in a home, the more likely it is that a structural problem exists. It's like building a thing, you know, if you've ever watched a show that deals with like trials and juries and whatnot, it's like building a circumstantial murder case, right? We may not have a smoking gun, but the more evidence we can accrue, the more the picture is painted that leads to the conclusion that something's going on. That's the case with structural issues. You've got to put all of the pieces together to form the puzzle, and by the time you're done, then you have something that you can say, okay, there are structural issues, there aren't. If there are issues, here's perhaps what's going on, here's the likelihood that they're serious issues, etc., etc. I made these 10 in no particular order, so we're just going to start at the top and go from there. So the first one that I put in here is, in a house with multiple structural issues is if multiple doors and or windows do not latch properly. This is one that people don't think about, right? You go into a home and you're opening and closing doors, they're not latching properly. Oftentimes people assume, yeah, wow, these were just installed poorly. Actually, that can be an indicator that there are structural issues. Now, it could just be normal settling. So the vast majority of builders are not going to build a house with doors and windows that don't latch properly. But what happens after a year or so, there will be some settling that happens, and some doors and perhaps even some windows will no longer function the way they did when the home was first built. That should remedy itself within a year or two of a home being built. And that's why most good home builders have a first year, you know, come through and fix, you know, any of those things arrangement as part of their warranty. But if you're buying a house that's 10, 15, 20 years old and it's having this, or older than that, and it's having doors that aren't latching, windows that won't stay open or that can't open or whatever, that is, again, one indicator. It's not a end-all be-all, but that is one indicator there may be structural issues. This home may still be settling, and it really shouldn't still be settling, right? After a couple of years, after the first couple of years, everything should settle out. The foundation should be doing its job, preventing it from settling further, and that's that. So if you're going through a house that is 10, 20, 30, 40 years old, and you're seeing this multiple doors, multiple windows that are not functioning properly, that could be an indication that there's some kind of a structural issue that's causing the home to settle more, and that's causing those things to not function properly. Another indicator, on to number two, cracks in the sheetrock, or the drywall, depending on your flavor of what you call construction materials, but cracks in the sheetrock in multiple places. I specifically say multiple places because in my experience, usually a single crack, you know, off a door frame or off a window frame is not that big of a deal. But once you start getting it into multiple places, you're seeing over multiple doors, over multiple windows, now that is a potential problem. That's an indicator that there could be a structural issue because the home is leveling out in a lot of different areas, causing different cracks. And you know, remember that sheetrock isn't super expandable, but it takes a decent bit of pull for sheetrock to crack. And so having multiple cracks, that's something to look into for sure. Number three, in a similar vein, is if you see a single major crack in the sheetrock, particularly one that was patched and has come back, right? That is a smoking gun, is if someone attempted to patch a crack, you know, perhaps put mud, you know, sheetrock mud in there, or taped it and mudded over it, or whatever the case may be, and the crack came back. Ooh, okay. This is more than just an old crack that happened when the house was first built and first settled. Now, we know for a fact the house is still settling. That, to me, is a big deal. That's something that certainly needs to be looked into. And again, you put these different things together. Let's say that you've got doors that aren't latching properly, plus multiple cracks all over the place in the sheetrock, plus a major crack, you know, perhaps off of a door frame or something like that, that the sellers attempted to patch at one point, and then it came back. The crack bled back through, reopened, and now is even larger. Not good. Once you start putting those things together, those are not good. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean, again, that it's a very expensive repair. It might be really easy, and the sellers just didn't realize how simple it was, but it's something to keep in mind. Number four, this one goes without saying, sloping floors, right? And that could be, you know, a slight slope, or that could be like floors that are really wavy. I've been in both. That's an indication, particularly if it's a crawl space home, that something is going on in the crawl space, right? The joists are starting to sag. Maybe there's termite damage. I've seen that before with sloping floors. It could be that it's just a really old house. I run into this frequently with those real old mill houses, that they will have sloping floors, and it could be for a variety of reasons. There could be water damage, old water damage that caused that, old termite damage. Could be just that joists and sheathing on top of the joists, subfloor has just started to warp over the years. There's just a lot of things that could happen. But if you're seeing sloping floors, not an immediate giveaway that there is a structural issue, but again, it's one piece of the puzzle. Going back to the outside of the house, if you see large cracks in the siding and or veneer, like if there's a brick veneer or a stone veneer, if you're seeing large cracks, again, an indication. Now, it's not uncommon for bricks or stone or whatever to develop cracks in them, again, as a home settles. There's not a lot of give in brick, so if there's slight settling, it's going to crack. But if you start to see large cracks, right, and if those cracks are you know, I don't know, I don't, a quarter inch, you know, obviously a half an inch is a massive crack in brick. That's when you need to start being concerned. And again, if you're seeing multiple of these cracks in different places, that's when you need to be concerned. I've shown homes before where you go to a corner of the outside of the house and you can just see major displacement happening where, you know, the bottom part of the house is moving in one direction, the rest of the house is moving in another. Not good. So again, cracks on the siding and the veneer of the house, not uncommon, but you can tell if it's just a hairline crack versus one that is that has grown and has expanded. That's something to look into at that point. Number six, here's another one. This pod is not going to go too long, and I'm not complaining about that. Hopefully you guys aren't either. I run into this quite a bit, actually. House shakes when you either walk in it or if you jump in it. And this happens a lot with older homes that are experiencing some structural issues. You can kind of feel the flooring kind of giving when you walk. Jump in it. See what happens when you jump in the house, particularly if it's a house that doesn't have, you know, a lot of furniture. If it's a completely vacant home, you can really feel the shaking of everything when you do that. If you don't feel anything shaking, great. Then maybe it was just in your mind that you were walking around and felt, you know, felt things shaking. But that's a major indicator that there is something underneath the home that needs to be addressed. Another indicator, number seven here, is if you see cracks in floor tile or coming through other floor coverings. I just looked at a house recently that had linoleum flooring in the kitchen. For those of you that don't know, linoleum is a form of vinyl flooring that's just like a sheet. And it's pretty popular in production-built homes, particularly back in the 2000s and 2010s. It's still built in some cheaper homes today, even though it's not the cheapest material, but it's simple to install. Well, I saw a home that had linoleum flooring, the sheet kind of flooring in the kitchen, and a crack was coming through the slab foundation, coming through into and opening up the linoleum flooring. Very, very bad indication, let me tell you. Cracks in a slab foundation are not uncommon at all, but they should not be coming through the flooring, okay? That's a big deal at that point. That is a structural issue. And if you have tile, it's not uncommon for tile to break. But if you're seeing tile breaking on its own in a certain pattern, there's like a whole line of it. I've seen this multiple times. Very, very bad indication with regard to how the home is settling. And so that's something to look into. Again, if this is happening 10, 20, 30 years after the home has been built, that should set off some alarms in your mind. Number eight, similar but not the same, flooring planks. Okay, so not tile, plank flooring, like luxury vinyl plank or perhaps hardwood planks. If they are pulling apart in an area and it's in that area and that pulling apart is not explainable as bad installation. I've seen this multiple times. You see flooring planks and they're, again, pulling apart in one area of the home, and it's not like, okay, this was clearly a bad installation, right? The rest of the home was installed just fine. There's no indicators that that the flooring was installed improperly. That's something that you need to look into and see, okay, what is going on here? Why is there this section or perhaps multiple sections where the flooring planks are starting to pull apart? Here's another one similar. Number nine, loud floor squeaks everywhere in the house. Now, I got to be careful here. Flooring squeaks are very, very common, okay? But if you have loud floor squeaks all throughout the house, that could be, now this is probably the most minor out of all of these, so don't freak out if you have floor squeaks in your house. But if it's all throughout the house, that's something you really need to look into, because that could be an indicator that the joists are starting to slip, starting to get displaced. Could be a variety of reasons that would cause that to happen. Now, it's not uncommon for it to happen in a corner here or a place here. And sometimes just the installation of the flooring itself can lend itself to floor squeaks in the future. But if it's a lot of loud floor squeaks all throughout the house, you should look into that to see, okay, is this just the way this flooring was installed? It just wasn't installed super well. Or is this something more nefarious happening? All right, number 10. We're here at the end. The trim, especially the crown molding, not lining up, okay? So when you go to a home, obviously when there's crown molding or baseboards or whatever, usually there are sections of it, right? It's not just one massive, 50-foot long stretch of crown molding that they put up there. They'll put up a 10-foot section, another 10-foot section. They'll caulk it and try to make it look good. But what happens if a home is settling, sometimes the molding will and the trim will get a little off level, right? It won't be quite entirely plumb. But if it comes down, again, this is there's a little bit of an art and a science to it. Obviously it matters when it happens, right? If it happens within the first couple of years, not typically a big deal. Might still be worth checking out, depending on, again, if you're having some other issues in the home. But again, look at how far down the displacement is. If it's just a very minor, it could be either separating east and west, or it can be separating north and south. If it's very minor, if it's just a slight little crack, okay, that might not be something worth talking about. But the more it separates, right, the further it separates, the bigger the gap gets between the crown molding and the crown molding next to it, or the crown molding and the wall, or whatever it's displacing itself from, is more of an indication that excessive settling is happening, right? And that's ultimately what foundation issues are, is it's excessive, I'm thinking this in very simplistic terms, but it's essentially excessive settling, right? There is an element of settling that's okay, but there's an element of settling that's not okay. And the element that's not okay is when it's still settling years upon years upon years later. And if it's still settling substantially. And so you have to be a bit of an investigator, right? Put your Sherlock Holmes hat on and put a pipe in your mouth and try to figure out, okay, what is going on here? And by the way, I'm willing to look at your home and tell you if I think it needs to be looked at, right? Or if there's a home that you're concerned about, structural issues, if I'm your agent, I'm going to point those things out. But if there's a home that you're looking at selling, I am more than happy to look into that and to give you suggestions, to bring professionals who are more focused on and more knowledgeable about those types of things into the picture to help you out. Let me know, because I enjoy doing all of that. It's something I enjoy putting the pieces of the puzzle together. Now, it's not always fun when the end result is, yikes, you've got a big deal going on here. But the process of figuring out what's going on with the home is something that I generally speaking enjoy. So those are 10 signs of structural problems. And again, no one of them is the end all be all. But you start putting a bunch of these together, they could be an indicator that structural problems exist in a home. And at that point, at the very least, by that point, you need to get some sort of professional inspector, contractor, foundation specialist involved to try to figure out what exactly is going on. That's it for today's episode. I am in Washington, D.C., most likely when you're listening to this. I have a conference there. Hopefully, I'll have some stuff to share from that. If you have been working with me as your realtor, you already know that, because I've already connected you with some other people that can help you in the event that I'm unavailable or unable to help you. If you need a realtor, you can still reach out to me and I will reach out when I'm available. My contact information is in the show notes. Please let me know. Shoot me a text and I will get back with you quickly. And just a reminder as always, please like, rate, review, subscribe, all of those good things to this show to get the show out to as many people as possible. and we will talk again next time.